what gives the Jedi his power. It's an energy field created by all living things. It surrounds us, penetrates us, binds the galaxy together. The Force.
Hey everybody, and welcome to a very special sneak peek episode of The Force, of course, a Star Wars podcast. My name's Ted, I'll be your host, and I really hope that's not a deal breaker for you. Now, to be totally clear, the podcast doesn't actually kick off until May the 4th. That's when weekly episodes will start to drop on a regular basis. But because I'm super impatient, because I'm anxious, because I'm just weird, I wanted to get something out there. Plus, truth be told, I wanted to make sure that I knew how to make all this crap work. So there we are. Anyway, I decided to release a little introduction to the show, as well as give you listeners some idea of what you can expect week after week. The Force, of course, is my outlet to discuss Star Wars. Why do I need an outlet? Let me tell you a quick story. I said quick, calm down. My wife and I are in the car one day, headed to doesn't matter where. And there's a break in the conversation, and I drift off into my little thoughts, and I blurt out, "Hey, what do you think terms of the bounty that Jabba had on Han Solo were?" And without missing a beat, my wife replies, "What's wrong with you?" Now, she was well within her rights to ask that, but that told me two things. One, I'm not sure why she's married to me. Two, I need an outlet to discuss Star Wars. So here we are. And this show is going to be that outlet. And we're going to discuss all aspects of the fandom. We're going to discuss the movies, the streaming series, the animated shows, the games, the toys, the books, the comics.
Baseball's the flamethrower!
I know what you're thinking. Ted, what makes you think you're qualified to host a Star Wars podcast? And to that I say, how dare you, madam? Don't question me. Oh, sorry. Let me give you a little background on me and my history with Star Wars. I was born in 1970. Yep, before electricity. And at that age, like six and a half, Star Wars was released. Now, that's when they just called it Star Wars. It wasn't A New Hope. These were easier times. But it was unlike anything else we'd ever seen before. And it changed everything. It changed the way movies were made. It changed the way we watched movies. It changed the way movies were marketed. It changed merchandising. It changed everything. So I've been around since the beginning. I remember seeing it for the first time. I remember... that was the first movie we saw more than once in theaters and at drive-in. And my family was kind of poor. That wasn't something we ever did. But because they knew how much it meant to me, they, you know, it was either that or the kid was going to cry. And you don't want the kid crying. So we saw it multiple times. And that was awesome. I remember the Star Wars Holiday Special being aired on TV. And guess what? We didn't like it then either. I remember the first two action figures my mom let me buy, or bought for me, I guess I should say. I didn't have a job. I was seven. I was only allowed to have one. And like I said, I probably started to cry. You don't want the kid to cry. I had a really high-pitched cry as a kid, and people thought I was being killed. So as soon as that started, you just do whatever it takes to shut him up. But she bought me a Chewbacca and a Stormtrooper. And when I look at those figures today, the nostalgia that it brings back, man, it really means something to me. I remember standing in line with my family to see Empire Strikes Back one Saturday. Like, you stood in line for hours to see a movie. You couldn't buy your tickets online and just go 2 minutes before like a savage. You had to wait in line. We didn't have the internet. It was before electricity. Anyway, I also remember the dark times when Return of the Jedi was probably the last movie we thought we were ever going to see. They weren't making toys anymore. You weren't hearing Star Wars. It wasn't a big part of pop culture. And it just kind of disappeared. Then something happened. Timothy Zahn wrote his Heir to the Empire series, and it saved Star Wars. We started seeing toys being produced again. The original trilogy was modified and re-released and modified and re-released and modified and re-released. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I have got my opinions. We'll dig into that later. But we started getting new content, finally, good and bad. And just look at where we are now. Things are pretty great for Star Wars fans now, and that's ultimately who I am, a Star Wars fan. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my love for the franchise with you. Sometimes we'll dig deep into certain subjects, characters, topics. Sometimes we'll recap the streaming series. We'll deep dive into what it was we saw and give interpretations, or we'll speculate on what we might see next. And we'll just have fun with all of it. I also want to hear your opinions. So there are a few ways you can interact with me. I'm going to tell you right now, the social media pages are already up and running, and I'll plug those here in a minute. But if you have questions for me, if you have topics you'd like me to cover, if you just want to say hi, you can email me at theforceofcourse77@gmail.com. I'll say that again, theforceofcourse77@gmail.com. I'm also going to be looking to book guests, so you could find yourself on an episode of The Force of Course. And you don't have to be like a Star Wars aficionado. We'll just kick back and bullshit and talk a little bit of Star Wars. Okay, so that's probably enough of an intro to the show. I'm just going to wrap up real quick by plugging the social media stuff. You can find me on Instagram at The Force of Course, The Force dot of course. Somebody else took The Force of Course, whatever. And then on Facebook, you can find me at The Force, of course. And send any questions, stories, topics, whatever, to theforceofcourse77@gmail.com, like I said. And basically, just thanks so much for listening. Please subscribe, rate, review, tell your friends, and interact. And until next time, I'm Ted, and this has been The Force, of course.